So, just because we can, this is a bonus episode that follows on from our harmony discussion. And in that, David was talking about patterns, and he suggested that what puts people off going for a patterned cloth is maybe sometimes because they associate them with kids' characters, and he said, like Rupert Bear. But a couple of American listeners came back with a question on this, basically variations on who in the hell is Rupert Bear. So, fair enough, I didn't used to know who Mr. Rogers was either, so I thought, okay, we can tackle this one, this is easy. So to put you in the picture, Rupert Bear is a cartoon strip character who started off in the Daily Express newspaper in 1920. He's basically a diminutive little bear about the height of a 9-year-old. He comes fully clothed in some, shall we say, expressive colours. But is he a savvy dresser? David, thoughts?
Firstly, Michael, I think it's important to distinguish that it's Rupert the Bear. Or is that another colloquialism?
It's not Rupert a Bear.
Well, you said Rupert Bear.
Ah, yes, in the newspaper. I see where this is going.
Now, I'm not telling you that it's not Rupert Bear in the comic strip.
The record.
But certainly the pop song from the 1970s was,
yes,
Rupert. Rupert the Bear.
Everyone knows his name.
Everyone knows his name,
yeah.
Right?
Clearly didn't.
Well, and now you do, because I, for you and the other listeners, I'm here to tell you, Rupert the Bear was a savvy dresser. But what's ironic is we take his name in vain, even to this day. And when we refer to Rupert the Bear, we are talking about someone who has got their colours so incredibly wrong that he dresses like Rupert the Bear. But I would imagine that when they went from black and white, the original illustrations, to glorious Technicolor, they dressed him in two colours that are kids' favourite colours, red and yellow.
Yeah.
Are there two greater colours? Not for me, there isn't. And not for most children, there isn't. Red and yellow.
Not for Rupert either.
So Rupert, red sweater, probably an Aran sweater of some description, given the period, and a pair of yellow windowpane trousers.
I was going to say, is that windowpane?
I would imagine, having actually seen the cloth that is a cloth that is yellow with a black windowpane, it will be a worsted twill cloth of about 14 ounces paired with a red sweater. And I don't want to pass judgment on his shoes. but because Rupert is white,
yes,
it goes with anything.
Absolutely. And there's an interesting aspect to that. Rupert was only white to save ink.
Oh, really?
But if you look at the covers of the annuals, the books that came out of Rupert, coloured up Rupert cartoons, every year, he's brown, always brown on the covers, but never brown inside. And
wow.
So, there you go. And his shoes equally are white. Brown on the, they're white inside,
in the comic strip, yeah.
But not on the covers. His parents are white. All of his animal friends are white. And it's the same thing. It's actually to save ink.
Well, I never did.
Amazing,
well, I never did. Yeah. It's peculiar in all kinds of ways, but no more peculiar than Daffy Duck.
Absolutely.
A duck
not.
That talks to you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How ridiculous.
Yeah, never believed it was real, ever. Now, do you remember the Tom and Jerry cartoons when humans are actually portrayed? You don't see their heads, do you? You don't actually.
Not very often.
In Rupert.
Oh, they're all there. Rupert is conversing with these, I think they are German gentlemen in this particular comic strip, or it could be Dutch. I mean, their outfits are absolutely fabulous. Their hats and their frock coats and their morning trousers, grey striped, just wonderful. Rupert, as you say, he's an 8-year-old boy, and he's wearing yellow windowpane trousers and a red sweater.
And a matching scarf.
Oh, yes. And sorry, in the other strips, he has a matching yellow woolen windowpane check scarf to match his trousers.
Absolutely.
You know, the male twin set.
Yes, indeed. But he wears this scarf virtually all year round.
As soon as he steps out of the house, he is wearing his scarf, bless him, and he looks fabulous.
Truly. Now, if all of that wasn't enlightening, I don't know what is. You can see the bear himself on our Instagram at Savvy Dressers. Do follow us, follow the show. And until next time, stay safe and dress well.